I'm Clyde Lewis. You're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show. I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. Numbers to call tonight, 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. Not to pass up an opportunity, but today is the day before the election. And I'd be remiss if I didn't make some comments about what we're up against, what's going on here. I don't know about you, but, you know, we went and added one more year to this, one more hour to this horrible year of 2020 over the weekend. And for some reason, last night, I got really tired really early. I mean, usually if you set the clock ahead, you get really tired because you're losing an hour. For me, it's just that the sun went down early. Felt like it went down early because, of course, the clocks are back. Sun went down early. I got really tired, got cold, and thought, ah. So I tried to fight my way to stay awake because I wanted to watch a little TV. I was watching Monster Squad, last holdout for a Halloween show. I watched Killer Clowns from Outer Space with Liam over the weekend. I wanted to get him to watch Salem's Lot, but it was just too slow for the kids. Salem's Lot's a scary movie. And I said, you know, and he says, oh, pass it to this, you know, fast forward to the scary parts, Dad. And I go, okay. So I fast forwarded to the parts and big ugly green vampire. And he thought, no, you think that's scary? And he laughed at me. I said, well, what do you want to see? Killer Clowns from Outer Space. So we watched that. And then I watched The Monster Squad, which for those of you who have a heart, The Monster Squad is a great, great movie. And it's kind of like Goonies for horror movie fans. But there's actually a new documentary out called Wolfman's Got Nards. And I thought I want to watch that too because it's about the making of Monster Squad. So I was fighting my way to stay awake. So I watched Monster Squad to keep awake. It was great. And then I turned in early. And, of course, when you turn in early, you wake up early. So I was up at like 5:30 in the morning. Thought, no, I'm just going to go back to sleep. So I went back to sleep for another 2 or 3 hours. Woke up, got dressed, showered, got dressed, walked downstairs. Turned on the TV because I wanted to, you know, I always watch a little bit of news before I come in. And there was our governor on TV talking about what's going to happen if the election turns violent. Okay. You know, and I already knew that downtown they had been, you know, putting up the plywood and all the other things. And I'm thinking, yeah, they know. But, of course, they had the state police there. They had the county. They had all these different police organizations there to speak on behalf of the governor. And then the governor had a sergeant he had some guy that was with the National Guard, Major General, National Guard. He was there saying that they will call in the National Guard if they have to. Bring everything under control if they have to be at the polls. And I remember saying like months before the election, I said, I wouldn't be surprised if we don't have officers or National Guard or something standing at the polls to make sure everybody gets their vote in. Because this is where we are now. And in the history, I don't remember this ever happening in my lifetime. I mean, it may have happened before. I don't know. But I never see this in my lifetime, that something could be this volatile as an election. And so as it's looming, the mainstream media seems to be acting like a kid at Christmas. And what I'm talking about is, watching CNN today, looking at Fox News, watching CNN, you know, I go through all of it, CNN, MSNBC, Fox. I even look at The View. I watch The View for a minute or two. I don't know why I do that. I guess because I want to watch Joy Behar grunt, or I don't know why I want to do that. But anyway. Because that's all she does. Ah, I hate Trump. Ah, I hate this. Ah, I hate that. I'm like, ugh. I guess it's like the joy of picking a scab. You know, have you ever done that? Where you say, I'm not going to do it. Not going to do it. And you do it. Why? Because it's so gratifying for some reason to pick a scab. For me, it's like watching Joy Behar. I don't know. It's the equivalent. It's like I pick at something and it's like it's festering. I still pick at it. It's Joy Behar on my TV every morning. I mean, I can tolerate Whoopi Goldberg. I can tolerate all the rest of them, but Joy, I just don't know why. I just can't deal. So I was doing that. I was doing that today, but I was noticing that on CNN, they're acting like a kid at Christmas. you know, they're thinking to themselves, ooh, guess what we're going to do? We're going to get the new video game. We're going to get the new bicycle. But then there's a couple on there that are thinking, it may not be the bicycle. It may not be the video game. It may be more socks, more underwear. You know, you ever had that happen at Christmas? Oh, I know I'm going to get that bike. Oh, I know I'm going to get the new video game. Oh, I know I'm going to get that wonderful, cool thing. And then you go under the tree and all this underwear and socks. You know, they should outlaw underwear and socks at Christmas time. You know, that's not even a Christmas present. That's something you just give, you know. Give me underwear, give me socks. It's not a gift, okay? Parents, if you're giving away something, don't give underwear and socks, and it's not a Christmas gift. You get that all the time, okay? You get clothing all the time. It's not something that's a gift. It's something you may disagree with me, but no. I don't like giving underwear and socks for gifts at Christmas. Just don't do it. You're more popular if you give them what they want. Give them a toy or give them a video game, or if you're rich, give them a car, which I don't have the money for right now, but certainly I'll be having to do it later on in my life. I don't know if I make enough money by then. Who knows? But I'm just saying, it's like that's the way I saw CNN today. A bunch of kids at Christmas thinking that Santa is going to bring them Biden, Joe Biden. I mean, they're treating the election like the Super Bowl, except there's not a lot of stupid commercials. You know what I'm saying? Not a lot of funny commercials that you can laugh at. But no, this is not. I mean, you can laugh at, you know, poor Joe Biden. You can laugh at poor Joe Biden because, you know, this is exactly what they get when they listen to him.
I never believed that it'd be this much in jeopardy. We launched our campaign over on the Oval back in May 9, 2019. But, you know, what I said then, we've been through a lot since then.
That's like passing a twisted sardine can, isn't it? Think about that for a moment. I mean, when I first heard this, I thought, no, I can't do this. I can't. Oh, I can do it.
I never believed that it'd be this much in jeopardy. We launched our campaign over on the Oval back in May 9, 2019. But, you know, what I said then, we've been through a lot since then.
Meanwhile, in Nancy Pelosi's office, they're looking at the 25th Amendment, and they're looking at it good and hard. You know, and that's the thing. It's just uncomfortable anymore. Like I say, once again, it's like that bad egg salad that makes you sick now, but you're going to have it like 2 or 3 days in the future. That's what I'm seeing right now. It's retrocausal. I mean, I don't recall any time in my life where an election has been this divisive, or where the National Guard was on call to restore order. I mean, if the extremists decide to negate the vote by burning down our cities, stores, businesses, banks, they're all boarded up now. Windows, they're all about. In fact, today I had Ron goes to the lunch run for us. I said, hey, could you go get me some Thai food? I'm back dieting again, so I wanted to eat some Thai food, get a little bit of chicken satay, you know, a little chicken on a skewer. And he said he went there, and the whole place was boarded up, including the door. And there was a sign that said, we're open, except it doesn't look like they're open. It looked like they're boarded up for a hurricane or something. So he said he had to brave going through the wood to get into the door and then finally into the restaurant to get the food. Tomorrow we're not going to be here. At least I'm not going to be here. I know that Wes is going to be here to run a best of. And he's going to be loaded for bear. He's laughing, but it's true. He's gonna be, you know, holstering up that sidearm because he's just not gonna take any crap. I don't blame him. They've got our fence here. They got everything all fenced up around the building. Finally, GPS has decided to. Whenever I take a lift to work now, they're dropping me off at the right place. It used to be they dropped me off at Fifth, but Fifth is now blockaded because it's near the courthouse. So there's no way in hell I'm going to get past Fifth Avenue because you're going to have Black Lives Matter, you're going to have Antifa there, and they're going to be blocking everything. This is where we are now. This is election 2020, and it's a scary, scary time. I mean, the anticipation again is just it's over the top right now. Then, you know, it's not, if it's bad enough, you can't get into work, which it's probably not going to be easy. I mean, I know I'm not going to be here tomorrow. I've actually scheduled a nose surgery for tomorrow. I'm not getting a new nose. I'm just getting a nose. My nose has got some problems that's got to be worked on. So I'm getting my nose worked on. So I'm going to have a nose operation tomorrow. And so I'm not coming in. But my wife was telling me, she says, it's not going to be tomorrow that you have to worry about. It's the days after. She said 48 hours to a week. You know, you're going to be worried about getting into work because there's going to be protests and problems and everything else. Because, of course, the vote, you know, it just seems to me that the vote is not going to be decided tomorrow night. Just not. So we can stay up all night long watching election results, and we're not going to get an answer. We're not going to get a concede. They're not going to concede the vote. They're not going to do any of that tomorrow. So I'm just giving you the precogged version of the election, because that's what we do. We think ahead here at Ground Zero. We think ahead a couple weeks. Right now I'm trying to think ahead at least a couple days to get you ready for what is about to go down. And I could be wrong, but, you know, usually I'm right. The only time I was wrong was when I let the media hoodwink me into thinking that Hillary Clinton was going to be president of the United States back in 2016. It just, you know, I was thinking Trump. But no, I thought, nah, Trump just doesn't have the charisma. It's just not, he's not into it. And Hillary Clinton's going to win. Boy, was I wrong. I was always right. I've always been right in my predictions, except for that one time. My friend Sarah was telling me, she was consoling me, you know, Clyde, you can be wrong, you know. I said, I know. I was wrong. I admit it. I admit I was wrong. I don't think I'm wrong this time, though. If I'm wrong again, I'm not going to be in the prediction business. Not at all. Not for elections. Not anyway. Not no how. But I'm going to give you my take of what's ahead. 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. I'm Clyde Lewis. You're listening to Ground Zero, and we'll be back. I'm Clyde Lewis, and you've just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. In order to access the complete archive shows and podcasts, you must sign up on our secured server at aftermath.media. It's only $4.99 a month for the archive shows and podcasts. Or if you want access to the Ground Zero online library, which includes videos, audio clips, ebooks, documents, a social media platform, plus the archive shows and podcasts, it's $9.99 a month. Again, that's aftermath.media. That's aftermath.media. Thanks for supporting Ground Zero.